producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Before we get into this, friends, I want to just kind of highlight what we're going to talk about in a couple moments here. Apparently, America has not learned her lesson from Barack Hussein Obama. Is that true? Because what we see is we see another Saul Alinsky disciple, Hillary Clinton herself, contrive her whole administration in the sense of her presidential campaign and setting her administration to be put back into the White House. It's all premised on a lie, friends, and I'm ready to show you all that. As a matter of fact, if we go back to President Franklin D. Roosevelt, he's the guy that said, he was no better, by the way, but he also said, Franklin D. Roosevelt did, in politics, nothing happens by accident. He said, if it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Let me say it again. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Right before the show, I'm actually putting together my weekly column, which goes out to over 40 different outlets, including WorldNet Daily, Freedom Outpost, and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, and 37 other outlets across the country. And interestingly enough, I was doing a little homework, and I just wanted to see, because I had brought this up before in the past, where are the pollings that show that the American people believe that the Clintons act above the law, that they believe that they are above the law? Well, keep in mind, when you go to Isaiah 14, you can see that Satan did the exact same thing. He wanted to ascend to the throne of God. He wanted to be like the Most High, but we know the rest of the story. He was actually dismissed. He was thrown out of heaven, and he was sent down to where he belongs, in the pit of hell. And so when you get a moment, go to Isaiah 14. And you can understand why the Clintons and the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world and the Bush family regime, you'll understand why they feel that they are the enlightened ones. Because, folks, they're getting their revelation, per se, which Satan himself does not bestow revelation. He lies because there's no truth in him. He lies, he steals, he kills, John 10:10. But interestingly enough, this is how these people operate. They feel that they're enlightened. They feel that they're above the law, which we know the history of mankind shows us just the exact opposite. But the problem with this is America, they want to play with the fire. You need to understand that if you don't deal with it through judgment, you're going to burn along with them. And we don't want to do that. We want to deal with the issues because, again, friends, I'm always going to come back to this. Justice and judgment is the guardian of our liberties. Read Psalm 89 and read Psalm 97 when you get a moment. But again, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here is apparently America has not learned her lesson from Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to play an audio piece from Hillary Clinton's website. By the way, this was not public. I just got a little curious about her numbers, and I was kind of curious to know where she was actually deriving her support from. And again, friends, the tactic Saul Alinsky taught his devilish disciples and his little minions like Barack and Hillary is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than that there really is. And guess what tactic they're using today, friends? And 8 years later, friends, you've been lied to by the Barack Hussein Obama administration, which, by the way, wants a background check on every American in this country. But when it comes to a background check on who he is and what he's about, folks, I'll tell you what, that's like forbidden ground concerning his history. And we need to wake up to the fact that they are not above the law. And as I've said so many times, friends, reciting the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, which precedes the Constitution, which many believe to be the preamble to the Constitution, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump over on Facebook, you can. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to check us out online, I'm going to be going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com along with sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes, but first, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We can see yesterday, friends, that Ted Cruz actually took the caucus in Iowa. And we can also see that there's a split between the known communist Bernie Sanders, who is nothing but a ploy, nothing but a little political piece to be used to help usher in Hillary Clinton, nothing more, nothing less. That's a fact, AccuJack. And we can see that was a flip of the coin between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Folks, it's just not true. It is just not true. Hillary Clinton is coming out of nowhere. And people, you need to understand where she's coming out of. She's coming out of thin air, contrived and premised on nothing but a lie through the state-controlled media in hopes that you don't know the difference. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Former IG, State Department lied about Clinton email. Hillary will simply have her hand slapped. Excuse me. Folks, go ahead and go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and look at the blatant pure defiance on the face of Jezebel, because there she is, defiantly stonewalling and averting every indictment charge brought to her front door. And folks, as I've shared again, how many times does this woman need to be busted along with her criminal husband before the American people deal with her and her crimes? If you think that she gets into the White House, that things are just going to be A-okay, we're going to just go along to get along. If you think Barack Hussein Obama was bad friends, you haven't seen nothing yet. We're talking about treason. Hey, folks, even concerning what's going on over in Oregon right now, we just highlighted when government kills on Saturday that it's actually the Clinton family that is selling uranium ore to the Russians and other Canadian companies right underneath those Oregon ranchers that are trying to get the American people to wake up as to what's really going on. And speaking of which, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Shauna Cox. She was an eyewitness to Lavoie Finicum's murder. They shot him repeatedly in the snow while he was laying there dying. And folks, you also need to know that just this morning I was getting some inside information from folks that are saying that they actually planted a gun on his dead body, a 9mm. They even went so far as to actually give me that code and that ID on that 9mm, which they found out to be 2 years old, and it was a stolen gun, which they know is a fact that Lavoie Finicum did not own. So there was a plant going on in the process of that ambush when the federal government shot him down, and they were willing to kill everybody inside of that truck, folks, when a government kills. Again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. They shot him repeatedly in the snow while he was laying dying. I also wanted to let you know that Lavoie Finicum was shot 9 times, friends. 9 times by your federal government. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A show where we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. And it's true, is it not? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. Wanted to highlight a couple articles real quick before we jump over to Jezebel herself, and that would be Mrs. Clinton. There is no truth in her, friends, whatsoever, nor is there any truth concerning those that are actually helping things along concerning her presidential campaign. Forgive me. I wanted to highlight this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just yesterday, it was posted last night, U.S. Army Sergeant Lavoie Finicum murder video has inconsistencies. Again, he said, U.S. Army Sergeant Lavoie Finicum murder video has inconsistencies. Go ahead and check that out. It's actually via Skype, so you can hear him for yourself and see him for yourself. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Former IG State Department lied about Clinton email. He said Hillary will get a slap on the wrist. Is that true, America? Is she going to get another slap on the wrist? White House covers for Hillary Clinton based on what we know. She won't be indicted. Of course not, because when you look at Barack Hussein Obama's administration, it is the Clintons' administration tried and true in their crimes. Now, for those that did not know, and most people didn't, a Muslim man on terror watch list murders four in America, proving just how dangerous it is to accept Muslim refugees. This is in America, friends, just recently. A Maryland high school punishes Christian student for refusing to profess her faith in Islam, threatens to arrest her father for making us think about it. Friends, see, this is the kind of stuff that just it gets me to the point of being so righteously indignant. I do not understand how it is that you don't understand the laws on your side and the law stands contrary to your enemies within. And why they are here, it's because of what the American people tolerate. And again, friends, I cannot blame somebody else for the state of America. Go ahead and check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Must watch. German woman beats Muslim harassing woman in the street. Didn't fare very well with them. Got another video up there as well, friends, that was just posted where a Muslim that actually went about to help plunder France and Germany, he thought he was just going to go ahead and smack the bus driver. That didn't fare very well with him neither. You can watch him get his beaten on video if you'd like to check that out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Little skinny devil. Thought he was just going to go ahead and do it and get away with it. It didn't fly very well whatsoever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Men of old did it. America. Encouraging word from 11-year-old producer from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. So can you. Men of old did it, America. So can you. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, during a town hall meeting in Knoxville, Iowa, a young woman asked Clinton, "I'm just curious how you would say that your beliefs align with the Ten Commandments." This is what Hillary Clinton had to say. Check this out, friends.
The Ten Commandments, and if that's something that's important to you.
I am a person of faith. I am a Christian. But I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. That being more open, tolerant, and respectful of people who've had different life experiences is part of what makes me humble about my faith. I think you have to keep asking yourself, if you are a person of faith, what is expected of me, and am I actually acting the way that I should? And that's
there you heard from Jezebel herself. She said, "I'm a person of faith," declared Clinton. She said, "I'm a Christian, but I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God." See, here we have Satan herself, okay, one of Satan's little minions, trying to remove the law so she is not judged for her crimes against that law. Now, it's interesting that she would say that, because the Lord said that if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. Scripture tells us in Leviticus 26, 15 through 17, that I'll even appoint over you, them that hate you shall reign over you. Did you hear what I said? Those that hate you, that mean to rule over you, are those that are actually antithetical to God's judgment. They're violating, they're teaching others to violate what God commanded for the people to do. They're to magnify the law unto crime, to bring forth judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. But she says just the exact opposite. And then what she does is she goes on and she says, tolerant and respectful of people who had different life experiences is part of what makes me humble about my faith. So here we have it. Here is Hillary Clinton saying that we need to be more tolerant and respectful. How is that working out for you, America, as your enemies within and without are destroying your country through tolerance and a false version of respect? These people that are coming in, speaking of foreigners right now, are they respecting your laws? Absolutely not. Are they plundering your laws? Do they mean to tear down your laws just like the one that's actually advocating it? Of course. And America, furthermore, how's that tolerance thing working out for you? How's that tolerance thing working out for you, America? Tolerance towards this enemy, tolerance towards that enemy, tolerance towards this enemy, only to be violated and assailed by those that you show tolerance towards. How's that working out for you, America? So she's saying that we need to be tolerant of those that God condemns, and we're to be respectful of those that violate and those that mean to tear down our laws, which keep us liberated as a people in this country. Or those who have had different life experiences, that's a part of what makes me humble about my faith. Folks, this daughter of Belial advocates what God condemns at every word that she utters. And of course, out of the abundance of her wicked heart, her mouth speaketh. Jeremiah 17:9. Isn't it also interesting, friends, to note how without fail, these wicked politicians talk of their Christian faith. Oh, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama did the same thing until the day he was inaugurated. then he began to attack the Christian faith. Not only through his mouth, but also through his actions. And during the campaigns, they always love to what? Bring forth their Christian faith. Now, this should be a wake-up call to them that deny that America claims it's a Christian nation. 78% of those in this country actually profess Christianity. Again, keep in mind, very little of that is found. Less than probably 3% of that is real Christianity in demonstration, showing the world their faith by their works. James 2. Now, it's interesting, folks, that these politicians are attempting to appeal to the majority of the Americans during their campaigns and in between doing the devil's bidding at every step. Only during the campaigns will you hear them talk about their Christian faith. And again, friends, judge them by their fruit. You will find that there's nothing further from the truth because Christ is MIA because he will not bear witness to a lie. He bears witness to the truth, the Spirit of God tells us in 1 John. But why all of a sudden are they talking about their Christianity during the campaigns? Because they're appealing to the 78% of Americans that claim their Christianity. Yet during the in-between campaigns, they're actually denying and warring against the Christ that they say they serve. Now, I want to get to my point. Interestingly enough, when I went to her Facebook account, Hillary Clinton's, the first thing that pulled up America, this is important for you to hear. The first thing that pulled up, just to hear the voice of the American people that the state-controlled narrative means to stifle or to snuff out. The first thing that pulled up when I went to her Facebook, Hillary Clinton's, it said, Hillary Clinton sucks. Then another website pulled up. Hillary Clinton is wrong for America. Then another website pulled up. Hillary Clinton for president, in lowercase letters. And then another website came up. Hillary Clinton in caps for prison. And folks, I had to keep going down and down and down and down and down. They were all anti-Hillary Clinton. And then what I had to do is I actually had to go over and do a Google search so I could pull up her presidential campaign Facebook page. And the reason I had to do that is because there was so much traffic in front of her actual page that I had to find an alternative route to find her page. You know what's interesting, friends? Those that tell the truth, for some reason, Google's got, they got smuck and accusation and indictment charges all over the righteous, friends. But when it comes to those that are actually violating everything that we stand for as a people, Google has all these positive pages coming up on these presidential campaigns that have been busted for crime after crime. I mean, folks, just think about it. There's people that are actually stupid enough to lie and kill for those that lie and kill. Just think about that. And they found them in Google. But folks, just wait until I come back because of what I want to highlight is the Facebook likes that she had are bought and paid for.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about how I went. I just got curious. Had to go to Hillary Clinton's website because I knew that everything that she is doing now is exactly what her predecessor did. Disciple of Saul Alinsky, none other than Barry Satoro. You know him through his Muslim name, Barack Hussein Obama. But what I did is I got curious. I wanted to go to her Facebook, and what first pulled up was Hillary Clinton sucks, Hillary Clinton is wrong for America, Hillary Clinton for prison, and then it had on all caps, Hillary Clinton for prison again, and then there were several others just to try to get to her presidential campaign Facebook page. What I had to do is I had to go circumvent and go over to Google and to actually pull in or type in her name and then pull up her actual website, because there was so much traffic blocking what they were trying to actually promulgate. And that's a lie, that people are for her, when in fact they are not, and I'm about ready to show you that. Now, when I got over to her Facebook page, there was a whopping 2,355 likes on her page. Now, what was even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. Listen to me again. So they knew this all along, that this is exactly what they're going to do. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way, said President Roosevelt. And folks, listen to what I just got done telling you. The Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes previously, friends. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost the numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. Friends, it's all bought and paid for. But that's not all. When Hillary Clinton opened up her campaign in Iowa, there was actually more reporters who attended than voters. And by the way, friends, I'm not embellishing that fact. I watched the videos. I seen it with my own eyes. I mean, talking about an embarrassment, friends. The Iowa kickoff even roused a whopping, ready for this? When she kicked off her presidential campaign, friends, a whopping 22 people showed up. I'm going to take this real slow. A whopping 22 people showed up in support of Hillary Clinton. The National Journal reported, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. But the dozens of reporters, both in the room and chasing after her van outside, were a reminder of how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. Now, keep in mind, out of the whopping 22 people that showed up for her big debut, friends, a majority of them were the state-controlled media, blowing it up to be a lot bigger than it really is, folks, in so many different ways. She doesn't have the support, America. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion with an audience of another 15 people. But those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched up together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. Folks, this is exactly how Barack Hussein Obama is still in the People's White House. The people believe the lying media that they say they don't believe. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, the first time we'll give Barack Hussein Obama, 18 to 33, 68% actually voted him in. We'll give him a little bit of that, okay, friends? Much of that was true. The second time around, voting fraud to the max. Voting fraud to the max. Remember what Joseph Stalin said? He said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And as much as I hate to actually use ostentatious erudition, I got to bring up a guy that I despise in many ways. His name is Mark Twain. He was a major antichrist for those that did not know. But he said in truth, he blurted the truth out in his confusion. He said, if voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it. You hear what I said? If voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it. Folks, these people do not want you to have the facts. Because if you were to go to the facts, friends, in the actual accounts of how many people support Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, you would be embarrassed to no end. You have been duped by ill-designing men. You have been duped, America, by wicked, wicked men who mean to rule the roost without your consent. I'm going to say this again. On Tuesday, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion with the audience of another 15 people. But those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. And despite some of the limits on the number of press credentials handed out by Clinton's Iowa team, in other words, they were garnering, friends, the Iowan press. They were trying to get them there in numbers to blow it up, friends, to be something that it really is not. Each outlet had one person in the room, and the national television and photography was pooled. It was all set in motion, friends. It was still a big group. Bigger yet was the press outside, where reporters weren't admitted to the event. They chased Clinton's van when it first pulled up here, contributing to the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former Secretary of State's Iowa's launch. Clinton joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. Hey, America, have you had enough of Barack Hussein Obama? Well, apparently not, because if you did, he would be indicted and he'd be in charge. He would be behind bars right now, at least. Hillary Clinton wants her administration back, friends. Front page of the communist paper here in Minneapolis, they call it the Communist News, the Star, literally in Minneapolis. I just started laughing. Cruz wins in Iowa. Then they had a picture of Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, self-proclaimed, friends, anti-American, friends. With a picture, a dual picture, dual attention, with none other than Hillary Clinton saying that Hillary Clinton wins on 6 coins that are flipped. And there are the American people to fall right in line with the lies that they promulgate. Oh, by the way, that's not all, friends. According to her Twitter account, speaking of Hillary Clinton, as of April 14th, 2015, Clinton had 3,351,000 Twitter followers. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go there because I'm doing live radio to tell you how many she has on there now. If I can even find her actual page. Okay, so on her Twitter account now, it says that there's 5.28 million followers. Really? There's 318 million people in this country, and she's got 5.2 million followers. Interesting how Bernie Sanders was just walking all over her until she got to Iowa. And by the way, the stats that I'm giving you, that nobody showed up for her launch for the presidency of the United States of America 2016. It's interesting how she tied Bernie Sanders, isn't it? Oh, and by the way, Bernie Sanders is the guy that wants to give everybody a trophy. That's why he's reaching the posterity, the young. Shame on you, America. They're following a communist to their own demise. But going back to the Twitter account, Clinton had 3,351,000 followers in 2015. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media's platform. Gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. This is so easy to see. It is so easy to see. I mean, you have candidates, friends, that are calling out Hillary Clinton, who's evaded indictment more than a Mexican murderer and drug lord. And folks, the best she can do is put herself up against a known communist. And the American people have the audacity to sit down and act as if there's 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 constitutions when we only have one. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, America. Oh, what are the Republicans doing? What are the Democrats doing? How many times, going back to Hillary Clinton, does this family need to be busted for treason, America? I shared with you during the first segment, it's the Clinton Foundation that has been busted concerning what's going on out there in Oregon, selling uranium ore to the Russians, friends. That the Bundys and other ranchers just happen to be on. This is a fact. That's called treason. What about Chinagate? Back in the 90s, when Bill was going to be impeached, friends, he was selling military, American military secrets to the Chinese. Hey, folks, America's for sale. I mean, folks, if you think what Merkel's doing, the prime minister over in Germany, by selling out the German people to Islam, if you think that's anything, just wait, friends. Because America, you seem to be in the position where you have not had enough of Barack Hussein Obama. As Hillary Clinton today, with a defiant look on her face, defies once again the charges that are so clearly laid at her doorstep. Folks, it's time to investigate the FBI. It's time to investigate
the
CIA.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have colleague Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and have 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, friends. Right before the end of the last segment, I was telling you, America, the only reason Hillary Clinton is getting away with what she's getting away with is because, again, the American people are letting her do that. Friends, you hear from the state-controlled media all day long about how these conservatives and how these Democrats, they're always blaming each other for the guilt of another, right? Well, I'm just telling you who's responsible for these grown-ups that act like a bunch of 15-year-old brats that want to have it their way so they can be the next one in line to destroy your country. Because the American people are under the delusion that once they become the president of the United States of America, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. That is the illusion the American people are under today. And by the way, that's exactly how the candidates talk. When I become the president, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, and the new Constitution will look just like me. That's the illusion the American people are under. Hey, folks, those that serve we the people are ruled by the same laws that we're all ruled by. Not one from another. Not they can do it and we can't do it. And by the way, I don't want to violate law. I want to magnify law because I want to stay liberated in this country. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We're the freest nation on earth. And that's why everybody wants to come here. But I said, friends, what you need to do is you need to investigate the FBI. They need to be vetted thoroughly. They need to bring in troubleshooters to find out those that are actually covering for the criminals. The CIA needs to be vetted. The IRS needs to be vetted. Hey, by the way, friends, these people have harassed me. These people have accused me of everything under the sun. I bet in the state of Minnesota, there has been more reports on my ministry street teams than any other ministry in the history of Minnesota. Why? Because we're giving people the Word of God. See, the Bible tells us in the book of John that Jesus came unto his own, but his own received them not. And isn't it interesting that Jesus was accused of everything that he didn't do, and those that were accusing him were guilty of the crimes that they were accusing Christ of. And that's exactly right on. You get accused of everything under the sun that you're not guilty of. Am I a sinner saved by grace? Absolutely. But I ask for more grace to keep his commandments better, that I violate not his moral law. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you, Lord. And it's interesting, in John 7:7, Jesus' brother, they did the same thing to him. But Jesus said to him, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates because I testify of it. I lay my finger to the guilty party. And my message to them is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like it or not. He said, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil, said Christ. And the innocent one is crucified on Calvary in a most shameful manner for the sins of mankind, only to redeem them through his shed blood. Shame on America. But friends, I want to say this. All these, the State Departments, the FBI, the CIA, folks, they're not just covering for Hillary Clinton. They're covering for themselves because they're guilty of crime as well. That's why they're covering for her. They have invested their soul into all that they do in an alignment with hell, in a covenant of hell, which, by the way, will be disannulled. These foolish, foolish, foolish people fail to look at history. Have you, America, have you learned from history? In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planted that way, or planned that way, said the President of the United States of America. You're being played like a deck of cards, America. I was just talking about, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people. And at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. Why do they need fake friends? Because they have to give you that impression that there's all the support. Nope. Statuspeople.com, the oldest publicly available Twitter auditing tool, reports that 44% of the former Secretary of State's followers are good, 15% are fake, and 41% are inactive. Meaning that they never tweet or reply to any tweets. Which you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar those are bought and paid for. Now friends, like her counterpart, Barack Hussein Obama, who had an excess of 19 million fake Twitter followers, 56% of Clinton's Twitter followers were created out of thin air. In other words, America, they create the support that they do not have, that they mean for you to believe. Hey, folks, Hillary Clinton is bought and paid for. You want to stop Hillary Clinton? That would be the first move the American people would need to make. Indictment, charges, both her and Billy Bob. Second thing what you'd want to do is you want to deal with these bureaucracies, the above said, of which I said 5 and 10 minutes ago, concerning those departments that are actually protecting her, concerning her crimes against we the people. And thirdly, friends, when you understand that we don't need more laws, we need good men to enforce the laws that we have. That's the way that we get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, is by simply obeying God's 10. That's the facts, AccuJack. Once you get good representatives in there before God, I'm talking about good men that actually uphold their oaths, then and only then, those that control these minions, these useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly called them, hey, friends, then they're going to have to obey by the laws of the land too. And then we're not going to see on conservative outlets about how everything is getting bad. Because conservatives love if that's what you want to call them, they love, and so do professed Christians, they love to magnify the crime. They love to magnify the crime. Preamble to the United States of America. We the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Establish justice. We know that the only ones that show up to Hillary's speeches are the state-controlled media. By the way, friends, just a couple days ago, we actually found out the questions. Again, of course, and we knew this all along, but the questions that were being spoon-fed to Hillary Clinton in front of her little audience, they were all are you going to jump on here? I'm just tracking here. Stephanie just came into the studio. But it's interesting to note that we found out that all the questions that were bestowed upon Hillary Clinton were all rigged. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch Clinton Town Hall questions totally rigged. I can see why they gave you this question, said one of the questionnaires. You can watch it. And friends, keep in mind what they like to do is they like to take a group of people and they like to put them behind her. You know, a good question would be for you truthers out there is to actually go in. And we found this over and over and over again, too. How many were actually bussed in and bought and paid for to actually show up to listen to a candidate they could care less about? But we know that the only ones that show up to her speeches are the state-controlled media in an attempt to make her campaigns look legitimate. And again, friends, this is nothing more than a Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there are more of you than there really are. And America, have you learned your lesson yet? Have you had enough of crime in your government?
That's right. We have had enough here at the Sons of Liberty of crime in our government. And above all that, all the immorality and everything that we see out in America today, we have a job to do. And we are fighting every day of the week, literally, to make sure that our posterity has the same freedoms that we enjoy here today. And when we're looking at all the things that God has blessed this nation with, our heart of gratitude and all those who gave their lives and sacrificed so much for our freedom and who continue to sacrifice to preserve it, we have a job to do. As John Adams said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you'll make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Well, we are a part of preserving it. We are not going to make him repent in heaven because we're doing the stuff that needs to be done. And we want you to join together with us in that cause. And how you can do that is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you're a son or daughter of liberty, you're supporting this work. You're supporting reaching out to people across this nation through events, through radio, through so many different outlet sources, through news media, through our media, as Bradley goes down the line every single day of all of our websites and what kind of information we have out there for people. You are a part of making that happen. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or a daughter of liberty and join today. You can also make one-time donations too as well, and there's many opportunities for you to be able to support this work. Also, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747.
Theodore Roosevelt, cousin to Franklin D. Roosevelt, said something true. He said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. True that, brother from another mother. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk at you soon. See ya!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.